T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How much of a jaw-dropper was the deal between the Lakers and the Pelicans? Wow.
Well, Anthony Davis, okay, this can't happen until July 6th, technically, but Anthony Davis to the Lakers for Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and 3 first-round picks, including the 4 overall pick, which the Lakers had. So now New Orleans will have those 3 guys, a chance to get Zion Williamson, and maybe the number 4 overall pick. And if you believe what you read, they're getting a lot of interest from other teams for the number 4 overall pick. So they'll have, if they stand pat, 3 first-round picks, including this year's number 1 and number 4. And if they want to ship out the number 4 to somebody else for something else, they'll have the number 4 pick, or I'm sorry, the number 1 pick, 2 future number 1s, and then probably more number 1s if they trade the number 4 pick.
It's a compelling deal in that it serves both teams, both franchises' purposes for the immediate and long-term future. Lakers is all immediate. It provides them a pairing with AD and LeBron and Kyle Kuzma, who I think is the kind of big talent that wasn't traded by the Lakers, and that's huge because now you've got really 3 guys there, because Kuzma is one of those guys. He's not AD, he's not LeBron, but he can be the 3rd spoke in that wheel.
They love them some Kyle Kuzma, don't they?
Oh, and they should. I mean, I love Kyle Kuzma. So the Lakers and the Superbook, I think, has them as the team to beat for the NBA championship next year.
Favorites.
The
favorites, right. 7-2.
The favorites. So there you go. So the Lakers take care of their needs in one fell swoop. Now, don't ask me what they look like 4 years from now, but in the here and the now, the Lakers are compelling. That is a non-playoff team that now is, and you can argue this, the NBA favorites. Betting favorites going into next year. The Pelicans, also a non-playoff team from a year ago, won't be in contention, probably, in the very difficult and deep West. But all of a sudden now, the coffers are lined, and it's just a question of time. Is it 2 years? Is it 3? They're going to win a lot more games next year than they did this year, certainly. They won't be just, you know, rollovers. So very compelling, and it, I think, puts the rest of the West on notice. You've got 2 non-playoff teams who have improved themselves exponentially. And so if you're standing still in the West, you're getting passed. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
Let's start with, start with the Lakers first. To start with, I'm not exactly convinced how much longer LeBron James has I don't know what really to call it. I have my doubts how long he's going to last, I guess, is the bottom line. He doesn't have much tread left on the tires, I don't think. I don't care how old he is or young you think he is. He was in the NBA at age 18, don't forget. He didn't go to college. You know, he's logged a lot of major minutes. But we'll leave that alone for a few seconds here. The Lakers still might have one more ace up their sleeve as far as what they can pay. ESPN's front office insider Bobby Marks says that as their roster is constructed, they'll have a projected $32.5 million in salary cap this summer still. to sign a player like Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson, or Kyrie Irving, the Lakers would need a projected $32.7 million in cap space. They already have $32.5 million. They only need $200,000 more in cap space to sign one of those guys.
Hmm.
Now, that's just a for instance. I don't think any of us think that that's going to happen. Kyrie Irving couldn't get away from LeBron James quick enough in Cleveland. Klay Thompson is hurt. And Kawhi Leonard, according to reports, would rather play for the Clippers than anybody else. Now, as far as Kevin Durant, who is also hurt, and who also makes this very intriguing because of their injuries, him and Klay's, a projected $38.2 million would be needed for him. That would be a little over a little less than $6 million more in salary cap space this summer if you want to go get one more big fish like those guys. Now, the Pelicans, with the number four pick and the number one overall pick, which they won in the lottery a couple of weeks ago, they'll be the first team to have multiple top five picks if they keep them both in a draft since the 2011 Cavaliers. Cavs then took Kyrie and Tristan Thompson, 1 and 4. It has happened for the Pelicans one other time. That was in 2012 when they selected Davis, number one, and Chris Paul, number four. That was actually, they had top two draft picks in their entire history, not in the same year, misspoke. 2012, right. They took Davis, number one, and Paul, number four, back in 2005. That's if they keep them both. They're super duper young, the Pelicans are. And that, no question, is a good thing. Ingram's 21, Ball's 21, and Hart's 24. Those guys are
kids. It's like, yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. And they have the number one and number at the moment, the number one and the number four overall pick, who we presume would be Zion Williamson. And I don't know how much faith they have in Lonzo Ball to be their point guard. Yeah, who do they turn to at number four if they keep it? Now, as far as the Lakers are concerned with Anthony Davis, we told you what it would take to get one other big dude to go out and play with him. He's under team control, Anthony Davis is, through 2019-2020. He's got a player option after that, and don't we just think that everybody turns down their player options no matter what? So we'll just assume that he's going to do that. Next summer, the Lakers could offer him 5 years for $205 million. He is eligible, according to ESPN, for the Supermax contract. That's it. 5 for $205, an average of 41.1, regardless of their cap situation. Any other team could offer him 4 for $152 next summer. So that's what Anthony Davis has to look forward to. Not only this year, obviously, playing with LeBron and a mystery free agent to be named later.
Mm.
And at 1 year from now, when he, if he declines his option, he would be a unrestricted free agent.
Well, he's a 26-12 guy who I think still has much of his best basketball in front of him. And even when LeBron does go, and we'll see, I mean, can LeBron squeak a couple more years out of that? Out of that frame, I mean, I thought last year was relatively low impact for him, but I agree, he's not getting any younger. I don't know, it's very compelling. It's very interesting. But at the very least, AD becomes the focal point at some point, maybe even as soon as next year. Can you actually wrest the focal point away from LeBron? Anthony Davis might be the kind of guy that could do it. Considering where LeBron is in his career and the skill set that Anthony Davis brings to the table. So, it's very interesting.
And
let's go to the phones.
And would he become the best player that LeBron's ever played with?
Well, that's kind of my thought. That's my thought. And you know, we're talking about Dwayne Wade and we're talking about Kyrie Irving. I mean, he's played with some guys, but Anthony Davis is a player on another level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very, very interesting. Let's go to the phones. Mike joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. 869-1240, by the way, the number should you need to use it. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. My thought is, didn't we learn a lesson from just the playoffs just 2 weeks ago? I would think that Anthony Davis, as great as he is very comparable to Giannis Antetokounmpo, who, when the playoffs came, did not perform anywhere near what he did in the regular season. And I just think it's different. And I think LeBron thrived when he had Wade and Ray Allen and somebody where three-pointers and then LeBron dominate middle. I don't know if it's the chemistry of Anthony Davis in the middle and LeBron, who can shoot outside, but not the way Klay Thompson does, that quick, get it and pop it. He's got to line it up. I don't know. That's my thought.
And I think Giannis and Anthony Davis are more similar than you might think, Mike, because, Davis can take his game out to the perimeter now, too. He's not a back-to-the-basket one-trick pony. Nobody is anymore, seemingly, I guess.
I think his mid-range game is better than Giannis's, to be honest.
It's pretty good, yeah. It's more. Yeah. He's got a little more polish than you think he does from the perimeter. Mark is up next. Hey, Mark.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I was wanting to see if you guys had seen this. Charlie Blackman for the Rockies, and I'm sorry, this is Major League Baseball stuff now, but Charlie Blackman had, like, I don't know if it was four or five games in a row where he was going for at least four hits in a game, and then he got three yesterday, so he kind of messed that up. But they flashed the stats, and Johnny Damon, for like, he got 21 hits in seven games or something to that effect. Johnny Damon had done it back-to-back years, but then some guy in 1925 did it three times in 1 year, had 21 hits in a like a six-game span, three different times.
Pretty good run. By the way, the Padres and Rockies broke the Major League record, don't even
start with me.
Four runs in a four-game series. They scored 92 runs.
Was there Friday and was there yesterday? I witnessed the Rockies giving up a six-run lead in the ninth on Friday and a three-run lead in the ninth yesterday. I've never seen that before. Speaking to Charlie Blackman, in this homestand, 21 of 36, six home runs, 14 RBI. He's hitting 500. Let me repeat that. He's hitting 500 for the month of June, which he missed part of, the very beginning of it. But, he is in a streak right now that you just don't see. He's raised his average from 299 to 336.
Didn't he get sent down a while ago?
No.
He didn't get sent down?
Nope.
Wasn't on the IL?
Yeah, he was on the injured list.
Okay, maybe that was it.
He was on the injured list and missed probably seven or eight games to start the six or seven games to start the month.
Yeah. Of course, Padre pitcher drew a pinch hit, bases loaded walk in that 14-13 game.
Just delivered the damn ball.
Eric Hosmer said a four-game series here feels like a month.
Yes.
He was right. They scored 92 combined
runs. It was the
runs.
Most exciting. Shane, I covered two of the games, three, the Thursday game too. It was the most exhausting baseball I've ever witnessed. I described it as, it was like a college game in a really small park with old aluminum bats.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, it was, and the pitching was brutal and, just fill in your blank. Yeah. Yeah, the Rockies end up going 4-3 on the homestand, but it felt like a huge loss because it should have been 6-1.
Yeah.
They blew two games. I mean, literally, a six-run lead in the ninth and a three-run lead in the ninth. Two days apart.
That's hard to do.
That just doesn't happen. Anyway. All right, we're back in just a moment. Hang with us. If you want to weigh in on the big trade in the NBA, feel free to do so. It's pretty good for both teams, I think. Lakers win in the here and the now. Pelicans win in the there and the then. We're back here in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.